WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to us online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus on new material that was just released over the past week or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie alternative, and some classics thrown in. But most of it, probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour music that contains new material from Band of Horses, Eli Paperboy Reed, and Ages and Ages. Today's reissue song is from The Police off their classic Ghost in the Machine release. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from The Marlenes, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with another new song from Stuart Kidd. Stuart Kidd is a Scottish musician that plays in two other bands, The Well Green and Dr. Cosmos Tape Lab, as well as performing as a solo artist. Obviously, this guy is one of those extremely talented individuals that can do just about anything musically. The song I have from Kidd this morning is from a compilation called Alecia Da, a tribute to Gorski's Zygotic Minci. So, I'm not going to say that again. So, GZM, they were formed in Carmarthen, Wales in 1991. Apparently, this band had a sizable influence over other musicians at the time. I had never heard of them before, but I did like this song. By the way, the song covered by Kidd is called If Fingers Were Xylophones, which is an interesting title. New music from Stuart Kidd here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from Tesario here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and Tesario is an indie alt-rock four-piece based out of Sacramento, California. It's actually, well, it's amusing to me how I find some of these bands and songs. I follow an indie radio show out of Spain. They produce a program about twice a month, and I like to check out, well, who they found, because they have all sorts of different opportunities than I do. So this Spanish host found this band, Tesario, and featured the song Fallen. I dug a little deeper and found out that Tesario had just released an EP entitled Red Returns about 3 weeks ago. I listened to the four-song EP. I happened to like a different cut from the release, which is what you just heard. That tune was called Capture. Changing musical direction with a tune from a new band. They are The Big Gone. The Big Gone is an unsigned, mixed-gendered alt-rock and trio out of Los Angeles, California. They are Claire Woolner, Nick Sena, and Will Gear. They formed in 2013, then quickly released two EPs in 2014 and 2015. They are readying to officially release this new single, Hope Machine. However, you can get it for free now, and I provided you that link at my website, which is tksmusic.com. Check it out. New music from Big Gone here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Night School here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Night School is an indie doo-wop garage rock three-piece out of Oakland, California. They're on Grave Face Records out of Savannah, Georgia, which is how I found these three talented women. Their debut full-length album, Blush, officially drops on the 17th of June, and I just aired their tune, Casanova.
It hot!
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetDix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Next up is an electronica-based single named Performer. He goes by the name of Fwar. F-W-A-R. He's a producer, writer, musician, and singer. This is how he describes his sound. Quote, producer combining tuned drums, psychedelic bell lines, drones, synths, and vocals. Fwar is only this one song to his name so far. It's called Nobody, and it's available to listen on SoundCloud and to buy on iTunes. New music from Fwar here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with the Marlenes right after the latest here from Band of Horses. New music from Band of Horses here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. I tell you, what a pleasure to hear from Band of Horses again. I really like and respect these guys. I've been following them for 10 years now since their debut album, Everything All the Time, which came out in 2006. They've changed, grown, developed, and experimented. All attributes I admire in an artist. Their brand new self-titled album, Why Are You Okay?, came out June 10th. Song I just spun there is called Whatever, Whenever. I have to say, this is a really good album. All right, it is time for today's Music Lineage. This is the part of the show when I'm going to feature a new tune from an artist and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is the Marlenes. The Marlenes are a trio of friends that focus in on garage slash indie rock. They're based in Melbourne, Australia. They formed in 2013. I first found them in 2015 with the release of their nifty five-song EP entitled Jumpin' Cliffs. At that time, their material was not available in the U.S. That has now changed with the release of their debut full-length album, Crawl Out Your Window, which is on the A&R record label. The CD officially drops in the U.S. on July 1st. The song I had to share with you this morning is the album's lead-off track. It's called Last Glass of Port. So this is the Marlenes. They're today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
How come you don't
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was the Marlenes with Cakewalk off their 2015 EP, Jumpin' Cliffs. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I'm going to be posting it shortly. Got a little behind this morning. Haven't finished it up there yet, but it'll be up there in a little bit. You go pop on over to tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. You can check out the other new release show playlist. Also, I have some free downloads available there for you as well, and some videos housed on the site as well. Check it out at tksmusic.com. All right, it's time for today's music lineage. This is the part of the show when I like to feature new music. Well, from an artist and like to follow it up. Man, I'm doing the wrong thing again. Well, here we are. The visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from The Police. The album that's been reissued is from their 1981 smash release, Ghost in the Machine. We got Sting, Andy Summers, and Stuart Copeland. They hit big with this early 80s gem. It was the first album with a quote-unquote real name. Before this album, the other albums had unusual names like Zenyatta Mundata, Regatta de Blanc, and Atlantos de Amor. Ghost in the Machine had such great tunes on it like Spirits in the Material World, Too Much Information, and of course this one, Every Little Thing She Does is Magic. So this is The Police with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss, spinning the latest for you. Closing off the two songs, that was a new song from Eli Paperboy Reed. This Boston-bred boy has really taken off. He graduated from Brookline High School in 2002 and immediately moved to Clarksdale, Mississippi to soak up the music culture of the South, like the juke joint places. He later moved to Chicago, found himself hosting a radio show called We Got More Soul. He began to play organ and piano for a soul gospel singer, Mitty Collier. So this got Eli started on his musical path. He released his first album in 2005 and now just released his fifth studio album. It's called My Way Home. It came out on June 10th. The song you just sampled was Hold Out. Next on the playlist is a new song from a band called Beach Youth. With a name like Beach Youth, one would think they might be from the West Coast, kind of a surf band. However, this indie pop group hails from Normandy, France. They do have a surf guitar feel to them. These four young lads are from the land of Gaul. They have just released their latest single. It's called Youth. I'm sure it'll make you think of summer when you hear it. New music from Beach Youth here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set with new stuff from a new band there called Self Talk. And Self Talk is an unsigned indie pop-focused male-female duo, rather, out of Melbourne, Australia. They've released four singles over the past year, the latest being Clean Washing. Let's keep in the tunes going here with a new track from Ages and Ages. They're an 8-member strong mixed-gender collective based out of Portland, Oregon. They focus on up-tempo, alt-pop, and indie. They released their debut album, Divisionary, back in 2014. By the way, that album made my top 10 list of 2014. It was really good. So Ages and Ages are back with a new disc. It's called Something to Ruin. It comes out on August 19th. Song I have for you now is the album's pre-release single. It's called They Want More. New music from Ages and Ages here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. 91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. Let me slip in one more from the Kents. The Kents are a straightforward, unsigned indie rock quartet out of Lindsay, Ontario, Canada. They've just released their debut EP, Waking, on June 1st. This song is called The Stakes, and it's the album's lead-off track. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
To the sound of Newburgh.